From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Beekeeping is buzzing across Florida. The number of people who've started beekeeping has increased by over 500% in the last 14 years. The demand has gotten so large that the University of Florida's honeybee researchers recently added more to the Master Beekeeper program that's open to the public online. WLRN's Katie Switalski tracked down a few Broward County beekeepers who've taken the training at the Deerfield Apiary.
We're going to give them a little smoke, say good morning, ladies, how you doing? And we're going to pop this thing open. And
John Coldwell squirts some smoke around a box of bees and lifts the lid. About 25,000 to 30,000 bees are in each hive, and we're surrounded by 15 hives.
They're all nice bees.
Coldwell and his wife, Teresa, have been keeping honeybees for about 8 years after they tried gardening.
We found out that we're good beekeepers and probably forever not the best gardeners. So we focused on bees instead of the garden, and it's just mushroomed from there.
They're both really involved in local beekeeping associations, and they're taking the advanced beekeeping course from the University of Florida. They're passionate about bee education and have helped add public apiaries or hives all around Broward County.
Deerfield Beach here, which is at the recycling plant, Oakland Park. It's right by Funky Buddha. And the other ones are Tradewinds Park, Heritage Park, Treetops Park.
The Coldwells have been mentoring beekeeper Sarah Blackburn.
John always says, you're going to find your bee philosophy. My philosophy is always natural, kind of let the bees do their thing.
She's an apprentice beekeeper in the UF program.
Once you see that you have an endless supply of honey and how messy and sticky and what a job it is to harvest honey, that love and passion for that part goes away, and it's just the bees.
Jamie Ellis is a professor of entomology at UF. He created the Master Beekeeper program.
What honeybees really do for us is they pollinate our plants. And so we get fruits, vegetables, and all kinds of things from the pollination efforts of honeybees.
Ellis says there's a back-to-farming movement, especially in urban settings, like South Florida.
This awareness of bees and beekeeping, the awareness of the importance of bees, and an ingrowing awareness of people who say, gosh, I could do this. All of these things contribute to people's interest and desire to get into beekeeping.
They are all nice bees, but they didn't like my perfume very much. I got stung. When it comes to reporting on bees, make sure to take the stingers out immediately. I'm Katie Switalski in Deerfield Beach.
Ouch, that's smarts. Take care of that sting, Katie. But here's a critter with a bigger bite. The number of shark attacks in Florida increased in 2019. That's according to an annual report released yesterday. But as WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us, that's still well below the recent average.
Florida has led the world in shark attacks for decades. The state accounts for about half the attacks every year. But even with that first place title, the number of unprovoked attacks remains relatively low. That's according to the Florida Museum of Natural History's International Shark Attack File. There were just 21 last year, compared to a five-year average of 32. None were fatal. Research Director Gavin Naylor says worldwide, numbers are also trending down, with a total of 64. Two were fatal, including a California woman killed while snorkeling east of Nassau in the Bahamas. Naylor thinks shifting migration patterns could be behind the global decrease. Florida's slight uptick, he says, may be due to changing shark habits. He says East Coast anglers are seeing more sharks trailing fishing boats in search of food. As fish populations decline, he says it could be a sign of hungry sharks looking for an easy meal. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.